I can't sleep for a while, baby, it just ain't right. I've got it on my mind and I just can't get it off. I think about it constantly, baby, I can't make it stop. I said,
hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Redditors Roundtable Podcast. I am R2PR, and I'm joined by...
R2P Tom.
And...
R2P Andy.
All right, this is episode number 9. You can find everything that we talk about on our subreddit, R2Podcast. That's reddit.com/r/r2podcast. We're on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes, so please rate us on the service of your choice. That intro was brought to you by Underscore Orchestra.
And tell a friend.
Again, no explanation needed. Yeah. No, an explanation is needed.
No. Hey, I don't want to bring down the episode. I want to keep this light and funny.
Okay.
But I'd like to do a sincere shout out. So before we get going and all the comedy goes, I'm going to break character for a moment. And
break character.
I'm going to break character for a moment and give a
this
shout out.
This is not a character.
No,
Tom.
This is actually
this is real
you.
Tom.
Guys, seriously.
Okay.
This is sincere. All right. Hey, yo, check it.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Holy shit.
Hey, I told you this is sincere, so shut the hell up.
All right.
Hey, yo, check it. This is Reduced PT giving a shout out to AA Ron. How you doing, motherfucker? That's it. Thank you.
All right. Great. Fantastic.
Nice.
Now we can go back to the funny.
Yeah. Andy, you have anything for the opening comments? I think Tom is good.
I mean, that was better than previous. So
going to be tough to top that.
Yeah. Wait, let's just call it an end of the show.
Yeah. I actually have some shout outs here myself.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, I don't have any names. Okay. But I do have locations.
Did you guys win Grammys or something? Like, why are you doing all this?
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
People love to hear this kind of stuff.
They love it. That's why they come back.
We're talking about, to you, dude from Lebanon, the United States. Apparently, there's 7 of you that listen to this show.
I think that's Pennsylvania, too.
Or Pennsylvania.
So, I'm not sure.
Whatever it is. Lebanon.
Hey, if you're from Lebanon, tell us where you're from.
I thought that was a country.
Yeah, but this is United States specifically.
I think there's a Pennsylvania one.
Yeah, there.
But Art said
Philadelphia.
Which is Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
Yeah, we can't break it down to
shout out
the
to
actual
Philly.
State.
That's
there.
Right. That's right.
Silver Spring, 4 people. Dayton, Ohio. Midlothian, Virginia, right? Mechanicsville, Virginia. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I assume.
Isn't there one that's not in Oklahoma?
I don't know.
I
certainly
is.
Hope not. That would be very confusing. And finally, Mooresville. So, hello, everybody. And don't forget our 2 international viewers from Latvia.
Hola!
Yeah, or
is that a Spanish-speaking country?
It's not.
I have no idea where it's at,
not.
Actually.
It's Latvian.
Wow. You just offended 2 of our international listeners.
Well, they probably don't speak English, so it's fine.
Wow.
They just listen to the podcast.
They just listen to the
they
sound.
They love our voices.
Like, I love that opening song and that closing song. I don't know what's going on in between.
Just fast forward through all the content.
That's this great. Is the weirdest middle part of a song I've ever heard. This thing's a really long song.
All right. So I have one more thing to say before we get the show started. If you guys haven't played Warframe yet, oh my God, you have to play that game.
I don't even know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's free.
It's a game?
It's a free... Obviously. MMORPG? Not really. Not
are you
really
being serious, Tom?
What?
Warframe?
No, that you have no idea what War. He's talking about.
War. No, I don't know what that is.
Warframe.
You know what Warframe is?
Yeah, dude, I've
he's
mentioned,
only
to you
mentioned
like
it to
7
us,
times.
Yeah, a million times within the past 48 hours.
Yeah, I don't listen to it when he speaks usually.
That's a good point. I have no idea what he's talking about either.
Well, it's a fantastic game. You can find
me
on there.
Or Andy, how are you doing? I didn't know you were here.
You can find me on there, R2P, Artemisk.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. That's my
Shut
username
up.
Out there.
So you
yes, if you want to play with me.
Made that account just specifically to be braggadocious and tell people to play with you?
It was more, you know, I couldn't find a good username, so I took that one.
You should try R2P Andy, because it's not being used.
Oh.
Well, Giant Dong Man was already taken, so I couldn't use that one, unfortunately.
Sorry, man. I had to take it.
It's a sarcastic username for you, right?
Yeah. Compensating.
Hey, now.
All right. So, should we start the show?
Yeah, let's do this.
I guess.
All right. So, I've got a subreddit of
Holy
the week.
Holy cow. Wait
here.
A second. What? Now stop.
Okay.
Stop
right
here.
A surprising story.
You're not going to believe it.
Okay.
I had an anonymous email come in this week for the subreddit of the week, a dedication song for subreddit of the week. You're not going to believe it.
Uh-huh.
Who? Yeah, I don't believe that.
It's true. It was an anonymous email. I don't know who it's from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't believe that one bit.
Wow. Guys, seriously.
Here's Samuel Jackson playing our intro.
So listen, I want to play it. And I think you're going to appreciate it.
Are we going to get sued for this?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It's not mine. I mean, whomever this is who did this piece of work. I mean, it's beautiful. Wait till you hear it. Please let yourself be known. And we will, give you the props that are rightly
due. It was me.
Oh, good. Well, let me tell you something, Andy. You have skill. Let me see. Let me make sure we are on the right. I'm not sure which one it is.
I still can't believe this is real. This
okay.
is real.
Are you ready?
I'm very surprised.
For this song.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm ready.
All right, guys. Here we go.
Should I add stuff onto this?
Shh. Quiet, man.
Sub. Reddit.
What?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Subreddit of the week. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit. Subreddit. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit. 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 Subreddit of the week. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit. Subreddit. Subreddit of the week. Subreddit of the week.
This is ridiculous.
Subreddit.
Does it end?
Subreddit!
Oh, yeah. Ends with a bang, too. Oh, man. Alright, here we go.
Oh, yeah. It is time for America's favorite segment, Subreddit of the Week! Featuring the one, the only, Redditor and Chief himself, R2PR, and always, like fly on shit, or a wart on a witch's nose, by his side, R2P Andy. And let us not forget, the master of spinners, DJ R2P Tom. So, sit back, relax. For the time has finally arrived for the subreddit of the week. Wow.
Wow,
that
indeed.
Was something.
Wow.
Thank you, anonymous user.
That guy got sounds, talent.
Some oh, dedication.
Sounds
very
familiar.
Dedicated
that
voice?
Fan.
That could be AA. I'm not sure.
It could be anyone. I see you're tearing up over there. You really should.
Well, it's beautiful.
It's man.
I mean, it was wonderful, but it was 90% too long.
Yeah, it's longer than the actual.
You know what? I might use the end part as our opening. Just the part when he introduces everybody.
Just. I like the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then just cut it off.
The person
That's
doesn't
all
even
need.
Sing in the first 10 seconds.
Okay, the first 10 seconds where the person is singing. And then just cut it off. That's all you need. It's perfect.
Oh, man. That's beautiful.
The person
stuff.
Who shall not be named.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
He's
thank
good.
You. Shout
He's
outs
good.
To
Yes.
You.
Yeah. Whoever you are, Michael.
Shout outs to that woman. That was
amazing. My God.
Her voice.
Beautiful female voice.
Man, right. Beautiful.
So. Anyway, if you guys didn't know, this segment is called the Subreddit.
Here, I got a song for that.
Can we put it on repeat?
Subreddit of the week.
It's catchy, right?
It is.
Subreddit. Wow, it's I sound just like the guy.
Something.
Holy crap.
Man,
I'm good.
That's also your homosexual voice. Interesting.
I mean, you his normal would voice.
No, wouldn't you?
Wow.
Anyway, all right, the subreddit of the week this week. You know how we had life pro tips before that were kind of unethical?
Yep. Yep.
In some people's opinions. Well, guess what? We've got more.
But these life are Christian. Pro tips.
These are shitty life pro tips.
Then how are they life pro tips?
Yeah.
Huh?
They're bad?
Well, you'll find out.
That's like saying
they're really shitty.
These
life
are shitty
pro tips
you should never use.
These are tips, but they suck.
Well, guess what? You're going to find out what these
tips
actually are.
Are they all poop related?
Oh, what?
Maybe they're literally shit.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like, Blumpkins are fun.
Can I look at it?
Don't look at it.
Oh,
well,
God.
Look at the number at the top right.
Okay. Two.
Three.
Hey, okay. Mine is shit. It's two.
So we're going to go in reverse because I think number three is the best.
Who's three?
Andy's three.
Oh, okay.
In my
You're
opinion.
You're supposed to say best for last.
Yeah, that's why I'm going first because I've got number one.
Okay.
So what voice are we doing?
do a shitty life pro tip voice.
A fly's voice.
That's a B.
All right. So in my opinion, this is the number one shitty life pro tip. So you can kind of judge.
Number one based on
the shittiness? Upvotes.
So you sort the subreddit by the top votes, and then you do of all time, and then you get one, two, and yours was actually at the top of the 24-hour list. I think it was the best one. So here we go. Shitty life pro tip number one. Cutting your tennis balls in half allows you to store two more balls in each can, therefore saving space.
Wow.
So if you're looking to save some space
I like that.
In your tennis balls...
Yeah, right, take it back. These tips are awesome.
There you go.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I have to go out and buy some balls.
I don't even play tennis. I'm going to do this
It's
one.
Perfect because if you don't play tennis, you don't need the balls or anything. So you can cut them in half. It doesn't
Or happen. If you're that good and you can always hit the ball on the round side.
Mm, you still have to bounce, though. You have to bounce on the round side, too.
Yeah. You got to be that good.
It wouldn't be aerodynamic. As the only person around, between the three of us who knows science.
Well, right.
Let me tell you. You know, the ball
you
has to be
clearly aerodynamic. Taught us that.
Yeah, so
speed
I'm not
of light, all that.
In real life, I'm not sure that's the case. So are we ready for number two?
I think we're ready
Let's
for number two.
This is exciting.
Let's run through them.
All right, this is number two.
Subreddit of the word.
Subreddit. Don't vaccinate your child?
What
the? Dude.
Children.
But fucking, you said,
I don't know.
Oh, kids.
Oh, my God. Really?
It says kids and you read child?
Just shut your pie.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Stop right at.
Just played. We're doing this whole thing over again.
Don't vaccinate your kids. You will save money when they don't live long enough to go to college. Oh, man. Where's this tip a couple years ago for me? Wow. Okay, and it saves you money on vaccinations.
That's
too.
An interesting one because I know family who had two kids that have not been vaccinated
because they believe the idiots on TV saying don't do it because it makes you because
they're chiropractors and they believe they can fix everything with their
crack of the back,
yeah, with their terrible hands.
Crack cool. of the back. All right.
And number one.
Oh, this is exciting.
Number Probably, three.
Number three. Number one. Yes.
Wow.
Number three. Something.
Three and one.
All right. Number three. People will stop showing you pictures of their kids if you whisper, oh, fuck yeah, under your breath when you look at their pictures.
Oh, is that why you do that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Lovely.
Or the other top comment on that one was, you say, oh, I've already got that one.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Shitty life pro tips. The description for that. Is a place for the shittiest, most mocking pro tips you can think of. Whether you want to let us know how glue can help your hair, or the quickest way to clog a toilet, we're the place to post.
Nice. So, all right, Tom, give us one off the top of your head. Shitty pro shitty tip from Tom.
Yeah.
Go.
From Tom.
How about the throw open your bed one? I think that one's.
Oh, no, that's not shitty, though.
Oh, that's not shitty? Okay.
I will tell it, but it's not shitty.
Well, if you want to hear another one from here, that's fairly voted up. It says, use your seatbelt to open beers while you drive.
Hmm. Well, my father used to just have my mother do it for him. Or one of us kids. So. All right, I'll you know what? I will tell you my throw up advice.
Okay.
So let's end this segment because this is good advice.
Okay.
All right. So here's what you do. If you have, I don't even know how it works, to be honest with you.
Wait. Okay.
It's been so long, you know. So if you have a girl come over to your apartment, you have a 2-bedroom apartment, right, with 2 beds. You say, oh, yeah, you sleep in the guest bed. No worries. But during the course of the night, you throw up in one of the beds. That way there's only one bed that's not totally puked on. Then you say, oh, sorry. Why don't you come in with me?
Believe it or not, this has never failed for Tom.
Never. Not once.
It's also never worked, too. I think we forgot to mention
let's
that.
Let's not say it hasn't worked. Let's just say it has never failed. So please, by all means, you can use that.
Yeah.
But, as you're about to bang, whisper in your ear, courtesy of RTP Dion. I want to shout out.
Copyright, all rights reserved.
Oh, do a selfie, because Art loves when you have sex selfies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do a selfie, you know, and send it to Art. He loves it.
Why don't you combine the two and do a video?
Oh,
you know?
Oh, a lot of dong.
This orgasm was brought to you by R2P Tom, R2P Podcast.
Oh, yeah, and just, yeah, right over the screen. Sweet.
Wow. Don't forget the jars of mayonnaise. I think that's also in there somewhere.
Critical. Or America one.
All right. So the first segment I've got for you guys is, you guys ever heard of the Vampire of Sacramento?
Nope.
No.
So he's a serial killer.
Is this Sacramento, California?
Sacramento, California. That's exactly right.
Hey, good job, buddy.
I know where that is.
You've been there?
Is this a
there.
Vampire?
Oh.
What? You live there?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, me.
Remember?
That's where we met.
You can't dock me.
That gay bar? Yeah. That was pretty sweet.
No, it was a drag one.
Same difference, right? No?
I don't know. But.
Wow, I don't want to talk about that. All right. I get it.
But he committed his murders in Sacramento, California. Guess how many people he killed?
13.
This is the Sacramento what again?
Killer.
The Vampire of Sacramento. Vampire. He's a serial Sacramento. Killer in Sacramento, California.
13.
Take a guess.
How long ago was this?
This was back in 1977 through 78 is when he committed his murders.
Ooh.
1 year, huh?
37.
No. That's way too high. Way too high.
Now, I do want to say that all of his murders were technically committed in a month span. It just happened to be between 77 and 78. So this year, that's a little misleading. So a month. How many do you think?
1 month. So within 30 days. How many people did he kill?
Or 31.
What did you
actually
say,
31.
31? One a day?
No. Keeps 31 days. Away? No. I said 13. I'm going to stick with it, even though I think that's high.
13? Okay.
15.
Actually, only 6.
No, I knew it.
Oh, my God. What a letdown.
But he's considered a serial killer. So
barely.
I don't know what classifies as a serial
killer.
He's
dead, right?
He is dead at
okay,
this point.
Good.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Gosh. Yes. He. He's long gone, actually. 1980 is when he died. So 2 years after committing the murders.
Oh, well, good for
2 years after I was born.
Hmm.
2 years after you were born.
Don't do the math.
Oh, don't do the math.
Don't do the math.
Yeah, me too. We were born in the same hospital, remember?
Same
oh, yeah, that gay bar.
Yeah, we met there. I was like,
actually,
Goo-goo.
All the same person. It's just doing
I'm
voices.
Just doing voice. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm doing 3 separate streams, right. And I'm combining them.
It's in a loop.
You're just that good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank me.
So, the vampire.
I'm welcome.
I'm only one person, so I'm thinking myself.
Yeah, and I'm welcoming myself.
I know. Why am I arguing with myself? It's
all
so
right,
weird.
Anyway, the Vampire of Sacramento. Any ideas why he's called the Vampire of Sacramento?
He drank their blood. Blood.
Yes. Okay. His motive was blood drinking. But there's also more to it.
Hold on. That was his motive? He only killed these people to drink blood.
It's his motive, blood drinker.
That's a good motive.
So that was his main thing. But he had another trait that was sort of vampiric. Any ideas? Vampire, think vampire lore, like real classic.
He did it all at night.
He charmed them.
So he actually
turned into a bat before each murder.
Oh, and he flew around.
So he had this thing where if he went up to your door and your door was unlocked.
Oh, you wouldn't go in.
If your door was unlocked, it would be like an invitation to come in.
What?
You know, I like
that. Your door was unlocked.
Well, it's like you
get invited, right? I like this, though, because now he's kind of a polite killer.
A polite killer?
If you lock your door, you're safe. If you keep it unlocked.
But if you're a vampire, you have to.
Okay, forget the vampire thing. I'm just saying, if you're responsible, good on you.
Doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
No, that's not what vampires do. They need permission. An unlocked door is not consent.
Sort of is.
Well, that's what this guy considered. So apparently he attempted to enter the home of a woman, but because her door was locked, he walked away.
That's respect right there.
No, that's being not knowing how to pick locks.
Ooh. Oh, that's what this is all about.
But, you know, the one weird thing about him was that his first known
thing. Yeah, I know. Not the drinking the blood.
No, nope.
Well, not besides, the only entering unlocked doors.
Yeah, no.
Besides the thing that we already know, like a vampire thing, vampires don't do drive-by shootings, right? Apparently, his first murder was a drive-by shooting.
Well, considering vampires aren't real, we don't really know if they do drive-by shootings. Dude, the most interesting about this is that...
Watch yourself. Vampires are real.
Oh, sorry. The most interesting thing about this is... that he did this over Christmas and New Year's, right?
December 29th was his first drive-by shooting slash murder in 1977.
Wait, how do you do a drive-by and drink their blood?
I don't think he drank their blood in this case.
That's just wasteful.
No? Yeah, I guess.
That was just his test to see like if he could stomach killing people.
I bet it was.
And then he was like, oh, dude. I can do this.
I wonder if I can drink their blood.
But now I really want to fulfill my fantasy of drinking blood.
Yeah. Now, are you saying this or are you thinking what he's
saying? No comments.
Oh, boy. Awkward.
Anyone have a gun?
I'm going to go lock my door.
Art does.
No, he doesn't. Little docks action.
I think I need a steak, you know, to take Andy out at this point.
Oh, yeah. With some mashed potatoes. Yeah, I see. Gravy.
Wow.
Take me out, Art.
Yeah, not like that. So, about a month later, January 23rd, he broke into the house. He broke into someone's house.
He broke in, or he walked
in this time.
No, see, he's all
well. That's
bored.
A locked door.
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this story is just falling apart.
This lady was 3 months pregnant. He raped her corpse while stabbing her with a butcher's knife.
Wait, he raped her what?
He raped her corpse. Well, he shot her 3 times before doing that, by the way.
So why was he stabbing her?
I don't know. There's a lot to this that doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
I wish he was alive. Why would you know these?
Why would you drink blood or kill anyone in the first place? Come on.
You know, Andy kind of has an insight on this guy.
Okay. How's that?
Why is that? Yeah.
Because you're talking just like him. Like you were channeling him almost. So maybe we should ask Andy.
Hmm.
Like, hey, Andy, or Vampire Sacramento dude.
Yes.
Wow.
I want to suck your blood.
Okay, stop it. I'm asking you questions.
That might be him. That might actually be him.
It might be him.
Yeah.
Why were you stabbing the lady after you already killed her and it was banging her? What's the point of the stabbing?
Yeah. I want to suck your blood.
Oh,
he's got one.
He's very fixated.
Mine, I know.
Dude, you have to stab people for them to bleed.
Give him some blood. So that way he can...
What the hell?
What's he, Mexican?
Oh,
I am not a Mexican.
Sacramento, that's Chase. North, right?
Richard Chase was his name. I don't think
he's a real dick.
Spanish, yeah. Dick Chase.
Wow. Maybe that's what it was. He's got teased as a kid. He's totally snapped. He got a big dick dildo for Christmas. And he's like, that's it. I'm out. Is that what it is, Dick? Dick?
Yes. No? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. We got our answer.
Yeah. Wow. He turned white all of a sudden.
Yeah. So the same lady, by the way, he then removed multiple organs, cut off one of her nipples, and drank her blood. There's your blood drinking. I know you boys were looking for that.
Ah, you know what? I think you channeled a lady. Hey, lady, how did that feel?
Hey, that was pretty shitty. Speaking of that, he stuffed dog feces in her throat before leaving.
I guess the real question is, where did he get dog feces?
That's it. You know, the Wikipedia article doesn't really go
into
that.
This was in her house?
This is Wikipedia. This might not even be true.
This might not even be true.
Dude, Wikipedia is all facts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
Nobody can lie.
You see the numbers beside the sentences? If you see those, it's a fact.
My Outlook account is out of date.
Oh my gosh, that's so unprofessional.
I know, that's the way I do it.
Let's get back to the dog feces in the lady's mouth.
So that was his second kill.
That was his second
kill. His first kill, yes. He just shoots someone in a drive-by. And his second kill, he does all that.
That's right.
It's quite the jump.
Psycho, yeah. Yeah. That's very extreme.
Oh, it's getting even weirder once he's caught.
Oh, what did you do, man?
Andy, tell us. What was that?
To suck your blood.
This guy's got one track mind, I'll tell you.
So one time when he did have an unlocked door, he went inside, but he got caught and was chased off by a couple returning home. So he didn't actually murder them. He was in their house. I don't know. He got spooked or something.
What, a dude and a chick?
Yeah, it says couple. So
you kill him.
Maybe it's a numbers thing. You know, you got two people,
a girl
coming at you.
And a guy. Come on,
I don't know.
I could take him out.
So he was pilfering their belongings. So like going through them, right, making a mess. He also urinated and defecated on their infant child's bed and clothing before getting out of there.
All right. He was doing my technique.
Wow.
Well.
He was the originator.
There was no vomit in that.
Wow.
But there you go. So, he was...
Please tell me there's some conclusion to the story.
Oh, yeah. No, there is. He died, right?
Like, all right. Where is this going?
Where is this going?
Yes. As far as the podcast.
I don't know where this is going. It's just a story about this dude.
Oh, so you don't have a question? Like, if you were this guy...
Would you drink the blood of your victims? No. I got nothing
oh,
here.
Oh, man, dude, that's a good question.
I think I would. I mean, I'm doing all the other stuff. Why not, right?
Yeah.
You're going to die anyway. So might as well drink some blood.
He also cannibalized some bodies, so...
Well, I mean, technically, isn't drinking blood...
is it?
Cannibalism, to a degree. Liquid cannibal?
I don't know. That is a good question.
No, let's ask him.
Here we go. Andy, tell us. All right. So, he was caught eventually, right? Sent to prison.
Two years later.
Six counts. Well, so he was in prison.
So did he only get... So was one of the six the unborn baby? Or is it like 5.5 counts? They round up to six.
That's a good question.
Well, this is what, 78?
I'm sure. This is 1978.
Yeah, so what was the whole thing back then?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, did they consider a life of life? When did that...
I don't know. I wasn't
I feel
born.
Like that was... me either, man. I don't know.
Well, the whole thing is he got six counts of first-degree murder. So there you go.
Good for him.
And they rejected the argument that he was not guilty by reason of insanity. You know, a dude like this, come on.
Was he killed?
He died of an overdose in prison.
How did he get drugs?
It was his antidepressant medication.
Wow. They killed him?
Yeah.
You can OD on that?
He gathered a bunch of stuff and,
Oh, so he did it intentionally.
Yes. No, he did it intentionally.
See, they should just, if he wanted to kill himself, they should just say, hey, I want to kill myself. And, hey, okay, here you go.
Oh, yeah, that's why should
they may have too. Like, oh, yeah, here's a month's supply. Good luck, dude.
Good luck. Why would they wish him luck? To giving him a month's supply.
If they get lucky enough to die, then everybody wins. They break it up in the bloody they give him to drink. they crinkle it up.
All right, so he had an interview with this guy, Robert Ressler.
Oh, is this what Interview with the Vampires based on?
I have no idea.
Hey, good. I like your way of thinking there,
but he spoke.
Did he get the job? His resume is interesting. Oh, six murders, you say?
Oh, that's pretty good.
We've been looking for a vampire hitman.
So during that interview, he spoke of fears of Nazis and UFOs.
Wow.
He claimed that although he killed, it wasn't his fault. He was forced to do it to keep himself alive.
Because he's a vampire.
Yeah, he thought any person would do.
How did they throw out insanity?
He tried too hard. You gotta just go a little crazy, not
maybe
full blown crazy.
I mean, his second murder was just batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Art, when you snap, talk to me first, and I'll tell you how to act.
Okay.
Just let me know too. Before.
Hey, how do I act? Huh? How do I do it?
We already know how Art's going to do it.
Oh, yeah. He's going to kill everybody. That McDonald's doesn't stand a chance.
McDonald's.
That's where we work,
that's where
dude.
We work, dude. Oh, I mean, that's not where we work.
Oh, no. Get we work at Burger King.
No. Yeah.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Denny's.
One of those fast food places.
Something.
Anyway, he asked the interviewer to give him a radar gun, which he could apprehend the Nazi UFOs so that the Nazis could stand trial for the actual murders that he committed.
Oh. A radar gun?
A radar gun.
To see how fast Nazi UFOs are going? What the hell is that going to do?
No.
To light speed.
Like to shoot them down.
A radar gun.
A radar gun. Yeah.
Dude, he's nuts. Why are you trying to get any logic?
I don't think it's like one of those things.
That's
I think it's
a
like
radar
a laser
gun.
Like
is.
A laser gun. Right? That's what I was thinking when I first
you said
this.
Radar gun, though.
It says radar gun.
But he's insane.
A radar gun is to calculate speed.
Yes.
Oh.
He's nuts.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Maybe, but he's not. They ruled that out.
Well, okay. He's
see, I was thinking an actual gun that shoots, I don't know.
Radars?
Some kind of radar signal.
What?
That will, like, kill this Nazi UFO.
All the bats around just fall down. They can't.
Yeah, could be.
All right. Well.
So after all that, he handed the interviewer a large amount of macaroni and cheese, which he kept in his pants.
Cooked?
I don't know. I don't know the details of the macaroni and cheese. I would assume so. They were in his pants pocket.
This is, he was being interviewed after he was caught?
Yes, this was like when he was in prison. No, not during, where he asked for a radar gun to take down Nazi.
Excuse me while I stab this lady and drink her blood.
Watch this.
By chance, do you have a radar gun?
You see those Nazi UFOs around? That's crazy.
Ah, oh, they're bloody crazy.
And apparently he's English. Very English.
Ah, yes. Want some mac and cheese?
Sacramento, England.
All right. Well, he's a vampire. Okay.
And the last part that I've got here is that he believed the prison officials were in league with the Nazis and were attempting to kill him.
Well,
with poisoned food.
But then he killed himself.
Then he killed himself, yeah. Of an overdose.
Was he bitching about it? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal was there. But
wow.
So that's the exciting life of the Sacramento.
And that's
vampire.
Art's family tree.
Thank goodness we split from that branch.
He may be my father, but
yeah, Richard Chase, that just screams Polish, you know? Or Latvian,
well,
Lithuanian.
His real
I
name is
Russian.
Chaseovsky.
Yeah, something from there.
It's all the same over there.
Yeah.
It's cold. Yeah. Huh. All right, hey, you know what? You should go to the Reddit or subreddit and write down your deepest, darkest murdering sensations.
Yeah.
Or,
what's the worst murder you've committed?
Yeah.
Can't be worse than this guy, right?
You know what I want to hear? What? I want to hear someone playing back through, now that they know all this information, and trying to understand what was going through his head when he was murdering these people.
Sounds like you got it.
Like the first one, the drive-by, was probably like, holy shit, that's a Nazi alien! Just start shooting him.
Dude, he's got crazy in his eyes. Look at him. Oh, man.
Well,
dude.
I think I'm the furthest thing from a Nazi UFO at this table. So Tom is
certain
going
about
down.
That.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
To be determined.
Hey!
You guys ready to move on?
Let us.
Hey!
Wow.
Whoa. If only there was a camera in Tom right now.
Yeah.
Everyone would know he's a Nazi alien.
Well, I don't know about the alien part, but...
Holy macaroni and cheese.
Hey, well, where's my radar gun? That's what I need right
now. And everyone can see me just pulling mac and cheese out of my pockets right now.
Oh, man. All right, what is next on the hit list?
So, our main segment, believe it or not, is much more exciting than Sex Island.
No.
Or is it?
Can't be.
Is it more exciting than
Sex Island? Do you have an update on Sex Island?
Sodomy Island.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I do have a little bit of an update on Sex Island.
How many tickets do we have?
As of today, there are 35 days left to go to Sex Island, and there are still 7 tickets left.
What?
I can't believe it.
Did my credit card go through?
I thought you were buying both of us tickets.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I packed.
Oh. Huh?
And I looked it up. I looked up the dates.
Yeah.
No. I said 5,000 apiece.
The dates are Black Friday and Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. So Thanksgiving Day itself isn't involved.
Well, I can't make it if it's on Black Friday.
Well, yeah, I got to go shopping, right?
Yeah. I got plans.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Hey, guess what else?
I'll still go.
What else?
You can also pay with Bitcoin.
Wow.
I don't know how that works.
That'd be like not even a full Bitcoin. That's almost a deal.
Yeah, that's right. So if you got a Bitcoin burn in your pocket, your virtual pocket, go ahead and buy yourself a ticket.
Or send it to me.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, that's your Sex Island update. Man, are we going to do this every week? See how many tickets are left?
I think we have to.
Yeah, at this point.
And there's only like 4 weeks left.
Yeah, if you're looking for Sex Island, that's episode 8.
The last one.
The last one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one just before this one. And apparently you guys really like that. We got tons of downloads for that.
Yeah, you guys claim that it was the Sex Island in the description, but I find that hard to believe.
Well, I guess we'll find out with this one. Because
Vampire
Sex Island.
Yeah, it'd just be Sex Island.
No,
yeah.
Vampire Sex Island.
Oh.
Sacramento was his Sex Island.
Mm. I'll have to do like a bleep, bleep, bleep. That's Sex Island, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to hear your intro for Sex Island.
Sex Island.
Sex Island. Here is Sex Island.
Oh, it's not his
Uncle
intro.
Man.
Anonymous.
Oh, yeah, not mine. Anonymous. Not it's mine. What are you talking about? I can do a good impersonation, but it's not.
A shout out to our anonymous viewer.
Hoorah!
We want a listener. Sex Island.
Yes.
Theme song.
Please make it 30 seconds or less.
Make it 10 seconds.
Wow, 10 seconds.
These guys. Hey, Sex Island, dude.
Sex Island, dude, don't listen to them. I know you haven't even made this intro yet.
Just do what you feel. It's in your heart, you know?
Yeah.
Feel it.
Here's and then tell us what intro. The best 10 seconds are so we can cut out the rest.
Wow. I will edit that down and make a nice little intro for you guys. If the author, please, if you're the author, tell me I'm allowed editing your work. And if that's the case, I will do so.
You're allowed to edit my work.
Oh, wow. You created that before you killed the lady.
Is that Florent B? Florent B Indigo?
Oui. It is Florent B.
You guys ready for this?
Oui.
I don't think you're ready for this, Joe.
The main segment, believe it or not, is about koalas.
Koalas?
Yeah. What do you guys know about koalas? Anything?
Bear.
Yep. They
from Australia.
What is it? Eucalyptus
leaves.
And eucalyptus is poisonous
to humans.
Very good.
Why are you not talking like an Australian?
Jeez, he's going to keep on going. Why don't you just take over the segment?
They're kind of dangerous.
Are they?
What?
Tell me about it.
They're dangerous.
This is collusion.
They can mess you up.
I think this is collusion.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
I think Art slipped you what the main segment is for this week. Because no man knows that much about koalas.
What, eucalyptus?
Dude. Unless you're Australian.
he is Australian.
Don't blow my cover.
Perfect.
Oh, that's right.
All right, mate. Now that my cover's blown, let's put some shrimp on the barbie.
Ah, yeah.
From down under.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Good.
Any more Paul Hogan quotes?
Paul Hogan.
Yeah.
Is that where that's from?
That is.
Yeah.
That's Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, I know Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, is that right? That's his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Dude, jeez. I thought his name was
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah,
Crocodile.
Was he ever in another movie? Is he actually Australian or is he doing an accent?
I would imagine he's Australian.
Good eye, mate. If you're Paul Hogan, he's still alive.
Nope.
Hit us up.
You don't remember?
That's not. You're fucking retarded.
Who am I thinking about?
Steve Irwin.
Oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
That is so racist.
Yeah.
They are not all
not
the same.
Not every Australian looks the same.
Wow.
Jeez. All right. Paul Hogan. Now I don't know who
Stingray.
That is.
Come on.
I don't know who that is now.
God. You know, Hulk Hogan's brother.
Okay. See, I do know Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
Okay.
Stingray.
Hey, apparently he's still alive.
Well, that guy has a lot of... A lot of range. He goes swimming with stingrays. He does Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it could reasonably be, you know, said that that guy could have been in the movie.
Plus,
you know?
Let's face it, it's too soon for.
Is that right?
For jokes about Irwin.
It's got to be over like 5 years now.
First of all, that wasn't a joke.
Yeah, that wasn't a joke. I was thinking it was him.
No, but you guys
trying to guilt trip me?
Making light of it. It's
making light of what?
Poor Steve Irwin's death. Stingray.
Okay. Death by Stingray.
It's not good. It's not good, mate.
No, well, certainly, certainly not good.
Almost happened to me
Art's
once.
Going to tell us that Crocodile Dundee just got deathed by a koala.
That's not a knife.
That's a koala.
He's a knife. So seriously, though, why do you know so much about koalas? I think this is the most interesting part of this segment.
That's not a lot to know about koalas. They eat eucalyptus? I feel like that's common knowledge.
They're dangerous.
I don't mean
they're
to downplay your koala knowledge here.
Bamboo.
Bamboo what?
Asia.
Holy shit, he is good.
Eucalyptus, poison.
Eucalyptus.
What are those
claws.
Things? Bamboo?
Bamboo.
What does bamboo have to do with koalas?
Dude, koalas love bamboo. It's Asia. Koalas are in Asia.
Koalas are in
Australia. Oh, you know, forget anything I said about him knowing so much.
The veil's been lifted.
Oh, my God.
The truth comes out.
Holy mackerel.
I had to mislead you guys from a cover.
Yeah, he's combining pandas.
Why the hell would I be doing an Australian accent if you thought it was from Asia?
What?
I thought that was your really bad...
You do an Australian accent every time.
I don't know what you mean.
See, he thought that was your terrible Asian accent.
Oh.
You know? Oh, no. Is that your terrible Australian accent?
I think koalas. I think you're thinking kangaroos.
That's not a kangaroo, mate. This is a kangaroo. Oh, Jack Burton.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Oh, Jack Burton. Come on.
Jack Burton? I got nothing.
Oh, Jack Burton.
You know what? I'm thinking the Asian candy. The little koala bear candies.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Those are good. I know that movie, too.
Oh, jeez. You've mentioned that movie to me like so many times.
That movie is so good.
I liked that movie a lot when I was a kid.
We should play it in the background and listen to it. That'd be one of our podcasts.
Hey, Kurt Russell, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. If you haven't seen it, do it now.
No, I've hey, certainly heard about
guys,
it.
Guys, this episode is over. We're going to go watch it.
Don't say that.
We're just getting started, dude. I just mentioned koalas. You know,
I know.
Fired up.
From Asia.
We're all depressed because of the murders, and now we're on an upstreak.
We're on a high of eucalyptus.
Yeah.
Serial killer koalas in Asia.
That are vampiristic.
So koalas are known as marsupials, and so are kangaroos.
Oh, Lord.
Because they have pouches.
Pouches.
Right? When they hold their babies?
Yeah.
So, interesting thing about koalas, they have one of the smallest brain-to-body weight ratio of any mammal out there.
Brain
to
body
to
weight.
Body weight.
Is it smaller than sloth?
The ratio probably is.
Well, he just said it is, so.
He said one of the smallest. Oh. So, no, he did not say it is.
But I don't know. I don't have a ranking of the smallest brains. But they're...
I'm going to drink your blood.
Here we go. they're
my koala brain.
Put the money in the bag.
Hey, yo, man. That's not funny.
They're one of the dumbest animals out there, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which one?
One of the dumbest animals. Koalas.
That's uncalled for.
Yeah, they have one of the smoothest brains.
They can't be one of the dumbest. Did you just hear Andy say they're from Asia?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think we just proved that he's the dumbest animal out there.
So they are so dumb that they don't have the ability.
How dumb are they? I'll set you up, buddy.
Thanks.
I don't get it.
Thanks, man.
Oh, jeez.
They are so dumb that they can't perform complex and unfamiliar behavior. So, for example,
that's retard.
For example,
I'm sorry. Some people are offended by that. Those mentally challenged people.
They eat eucalyptus leaves.
They're not people.
Right? They're koalas.
Mentally challenged koalas.
Yeah.
There you go. Wait, wouldn't that be like an oxymoron?
Ooh, it's not nice.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure there are some of them that are. Not
redundant.
As smart as the others, right? I don't know. But so essentially what they mean by that is that you know how koalas eat eucalyptus leaves, right?
Yeah, that's what Andy said.
We've already said that.
Yeah,
in Asia.
They eat it off of the trees.
Right, the bamboo trees.
But check this out. No. Whatever tree the eucalyptus
grows
on.
This is an educational episode.
Yeah.
Come on,
stop
spoiling my facts.
They're not your facts, they're just facts.
If you were to take a eucalyptus, a couple of eucalyptus leaves, put them on a plate.
Go on. Eucalypti.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the plural of
eucalyptus. I don't think it is. Don't put that on your on your test.
Put it on your resume.
Yeah.
I ate 2 eucalypti.
While killing 6
on a
people.
Plate.
G'day, mate.
If you were to do that, put eucalyptus leaves on a plate in front of the koala will be totally confused.
What the fuck's a plate?
What the hell is this? I can't do anything with this.
Where are my chopsticks?
Why has it got to be on a plate?
Huh? If you just put eucalyptus leaves in front of koala, he wouldn't know what to do with them.
Because they're not on a tree?
If they're not on a tree, then it would just totally be confused by it.
Okay.
According to this one Wikipedia.
Well, I mean, we act the same way, right?
Huh?
If corn and cob sitting on my plate all buttered up, I eat it. If it's on the stock,
okay.
I don't
If it's on the corn tree.
If it's on the corn tree, I don't eat it.
So here's the thing. If you have cooked corn in front of you,
that's right.
You would eat it. But the equivalent to that is also having cooked corn on the stalk.
Well, that doesn't
It's
happen.
Eucalyptus leaves. That's all it is. It's on a tree. It's on a plate. It's eucalyptus. Just like cooked corn.
Yeah,
would be
but
on
I
the
mean,
stalk.
If I have lettuce in my salad, I'd eat that. If I pull off a bushel of lettuce from the ground. That's the technical term, by the
Imagine
way.
Imagine you were starving.
Well, thank you.
I would not eat that.
Imagine you were starving.
All right, let me imagine that.
Okay.
There's that dirty lettuce that you just found.
Oh, yeah.
Dust it off a little bit, you eat it, right?
Not
Dude,
me.
Dude, if the koala's starving, I'm sure eventually he'd just grab shit and eat it.
Nope.
I would take that lettuce.
It wouldn't.
And I'd make a trap to trap animals. Then I'd eat the animals. Cooked fully, by the way.
I'm just saying, if all you had was that dirty piece of lettuce, you'd probably eat it to save yourself from starvation. Right?
You're not saying these koalas.
Koala's not the case.
You're saying that if it was starving, it still wouldn't go over to the plate and eat it?
That's right. It wouldn't
know what
to
do. He's saying it's so dumb, it doesn't even know that that's a eucalyptus leaf.
Yeah.
Because it's not attached to the tree.
Well, that is a very terrible punchline.
The bamboo tree in Asia.
Let's try again.
How dumb are they?
There was no joke in the beginning. So, speaking of eucalyptus, you said they're poisonous, right?
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. They're really high in toxicity, super low in any other nutrient.
Yeah.
But yet, that's the only thing the koala eats.
Yeah.
In fact, stupid koalas.
Koalas are the only thing that can eat it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I could eat something and no one else could, I'd eat it too.
Huh.
Just to say, hey, look at me. I can eat this. You can't. In your face.
I got something for you.
Wow. That is not cool.
But because it's so little in nutrition, you can't just like eat it and have it processed normally and get all nutrients from it. Apparently, the koala ferments it. It goes into like this second stomach thing, and then it turns it into a ball, regurgitates it back up to the koala. He chews it around for a little bit, takes it back in.
Dude, rabbits, same.
Rabbit cows, also
will
same
take
thing.
A shit and eat that shit. If it's too complex, you'll eat it and break it down some more.
Huh.
I had a pet rabbit once.
That just kept eating its shit?
Yep. I didn't feed it. Maybe that's why. You know.
I know. It could be that.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Yeah. I apparently didn't think it did. I thought this was a exclusive koala thing, but I guess not.
Well, you didn't do much studying, did you?
No.
You should have asked Andy. He's an expert.
Yeah, that's right.
Clearly.
They also have super high rates of chlamydia.
Wow.
Yeah. So they
is that a real fact?
Yeah, this is a real fact. They can't control
their
bladder.
You better get tested,
so
Andy.
Pissing around all over the place.
Yeah, I'm good. I haven't been to Asia.
Hey, he's not going to Sex Island.
Wow.
Koala Island.
It takes. Oh, man.
Give me a one-way ticket.
60 koalas.
30 minutes.
$5,000.
All the eucalyptus you can eat.
So they chew these eucalyptus leaves, right?
Yeah.
And these things are apparently really tough to chew, so their teeth wear down. And after they've completely worn down, guess how the koala adapts? Here's a spoiler. It doesn't. It then dies of starvation.
Holy mother!
That's right.
It's going to only live as long as its teeth.
Yeah, usually they live around 6 years because of that whole wearing down process.
You know what? We should start a foundation to get some dentures.
Oh, pre-chew the eucalyptus, you know, like
no,
baby food.
No, dentures, dude. That's so silly. Like jaws, like in James Bond, like metal teeth. Then they'll truly be dangerous.
Wow.
Speaking of dangerous, I saw this one video, which I actually have a clip of two koalas duking it out, fighting on top of a tree.
A video?
A video.
On a podcast?
That's
Sounds
right.
Sounds awesome. Let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to play the noise for you because the noise is the most interesting part of this whole thing. Koalas, you think they sound all cute, right?
Nope.
No.
Actually, I think a koala is who sent in subreddit of the week.
Well, that's perfect. So here is here's the sound that two koalas make.
Sound right out of the way.
Fighting. Okay? So let me set this up for you. There are two koalas up all in right. a tree. One's higher than the other.
Okay.
Right? And the bottom one starts clawing at the one at the top, eventually bites him, and here is where the video starts. So hopefully this actually buffers in time. Thanks for having a great... So that's...
Goodness.
Oh, they're talking English.
Goodness.
Yeah. Wait. So the other koala is getting the hell out of there as he hears this noise happening.
Sounds like a gorilla.
It does sound like a gorilla. That's a dude laughing. That's not us.
Wow.
What do you think about that? That is like Satan coming out.
Started like
of
a
koala.
Monkey and
so what
like
was
a gorilla?
Yeah. Huh? What was it? Koala.
Yeah. It was two koalas fighting. No, this is just a random video of
two
cats.
They were fighting, and then the one left because it was scared. So that was the other koalas started making that noise.
Yeah. The koala that got attacked started making that noise, and the other one kind of...
It summoned the vampire from Sacramento.
Yeah, the other one was like, holy shit, this dude's koala shit crazy.
Koala crazy. Wow.
Yeah, so you can find that video on our subreddit one of these days.
Wow. Well, I'm sure they're going to be looking for that one. Maybe.
And while you're at it, someone make me an account.
How about you make you an account?
Be Andy. Don't worry. One will show up.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
Won't be us.
Someone's going to take it eventually. Some dude named Andy.
AA.
Pandy.
Yeah. All right. So that's all I got about koalas.
Oh, come on, man.
Huh?
You got to have more about
very
koalas.
Educational segment.
Well, so you really want more about koalas?
Let me ask you a question.
That's all you
did
have.
Did you have nothing when you came over?
What are you talking about? I had these cards written out.
Oh, you didn't just find them on the ground. It wasn't like some kid's book report.
Well, I did clearly a six-year-old wrote
I
this.
Did have
all right, guys.
I did have to pay quite a... I have to trade quite a few Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Number so one franchise.
Well, yeah, it's got
that's stay. What I get for trying to make an educational direction with this podcast.
That was educational.
Wow.
You learned a lot. About koalas.
We were on top of our game.
I already knew it all.
Yeah.
We had a lot of listeners.
Hey, just
this
put sex
Art's
in the title.
Way to sabotage.
Sex.
Yeah.
Sex. And I'm leaving the podcast. See everybody. I'm done.
I'm starting my own Sex Island podcast.
I thought he was starting his own Sex Island.
Hey. Oh, my. There's competition. Direct competition to you, Andy, and your sex apartment.
Koala Island. Oh.
He's got less funding, so instead of
well,
60
after,
chicks, it's
after listening
art.
To those koala noises, I sure as hell am not going to Koala Island.
No. I always thought koalas were, all cute and cuddly,
I still do.
You still do, even after all that.
Well, I didn't see it. It could still look very cute.
It does look very cute.
See?
But it was in those bushes, making that kind of noise. You wouldn't go near that.
I don't know. If I had a eucalyptus tree
eucalyptus?
With me. Like, hey, man.
Yeah,
some.
You need the whole tree because it wouldn't know what it is without the tree.
I beg to differ. I bet you I could get it to eat some eucalyptus.
Don't tell us how you're going to do that.
Yeah, as I say.
The old peanut butter trick.
I was about to say, peanut butter doesn't work, probably. Oh.
It works on dogs, I'll tell you that.
Clearly, we've seen it every time we come over.
Hey-o. Hey, that's not cool. I don't have a dog.
All right, there's your random Tom fact.
I don't.
Oh,
what
you
I'm
don't.
Saying.
You don't have a dog.
And I don't have a wife. I don't have kids.
Okay. What do you have? This podcast. That's
I'm
all,
just a lady.
That's all you've got.
Just a
lady.
Short
a
Asian
lady.
Woman.
Huh.
Who likes eucalyptus.
Does she sound very Australian? According
Goodbye,
to Andy, she does.
Mate. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Anybody want to do any impersonations?
I think I'm all impersonated out.
Put the money in the bag.
Dude.
There you go.
That's not even
a tagline.
Why are you impersonating me? You're not supposed to be acknowledging that my real life exists.
I'm not impersonating you. You're impersonating yourself.
No. Man, you blow my mind. I don't know what you're saying right now. Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Gucci.
Fantastic.
Gucci shoes.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week on the Redditors Roundtable Podcast for R2P Andy, R2P Tom, and myself, R2P Art. We're logging out, but come join us on our subreddit, r/R2Podcast, to continue the discussion and post your favorite Reddit articles, and they may be discussed on a future episode. So come share the podcast with us. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. This intro and outro was brought to you by _ Orchestra. See you on Reddit and on the next episode.
When I'm away from it, that's something in my breathing. And when I am getting close to it, it does not just keep it. And when I think about it, it makes me hard inside. And when I am about to taste it, it makes me feel alive.
I say, oh, there's just something about it. I say, oh, there's just something about it. I want it all the time.